The Troy Murphy Show.
Welcome to Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained, a simplified look at the complex news stories of the day, done so in a way so that you can understand what's going on and can be the informed and educated one at your next fancy dinner party, backyard barbecue, or coffee catch up with friends. Today, let's take a look at the illicit vape sales crackdown across Australia. Before we get into the sales of vapes, firstly, let's just look into what vaping is. Vaping has been seen by many as an alternative to traditional smoking. Unlike cigarettes, which burn tobacco, vapes use a battery-powered device to heat a liquid into a vapor that users inhale. This has led to the perception among some that it's a safer option, leading to its rise in popularity, also mixed with its flavors. I should point out, before I go any further, that I am a former smoker and vapor. An on-again, off-again vapor. So I should really come forth with my bias, if any, in this. But back to vaping. Additionally, the wide variety of flavors and the convenience of vaping devices have contributed to their widespread appeal, especially among younger generations. And like I have always said, and have always advocated for, once a smoker, always a smoker. We need to keep all forms of smoking away from our younger generations so they have a chance at a healthier adulthood. Now, despite its popularity, vaping is not without its controversies. While some studies suggest that vaping might be less harmful than smoking traditional cigarettes, there are still potential risks associated with its use. The extent of these risks is not yet fully understood due to the relatively short time that vaping has been around. Now, onto the illicit vape sales crackdown here in Australia. In recent years, vaping, the act of inhaling vapor produced by an electronic cigarette, has become a growing concern for health officials worldwide. In Australia, vaping has been under the spotlight, with the government taking measures to regulate its sale and use. In May of 2023, the Australian government, the Australian Albanese Labor government, introduced stringent regulations on vaping. This was primarily driven by a need to curb the rising popularity and accessibility of vapes among the youth. Under these regulations, it has become illegal for retail stores to sell vapes. Furthermore, the Australian government has decided to crack down on illegal vape sales, especially targeting its recreational use among teens. These new regulations also include an import ban on vapes. Whilst selling vapes to individuals under 18 was already illegal, there were reports of convenience stores and online retailers bypassing these regulations. Now, enforcement agencies have been proactive in ensuring the regulations are upheld. For instance, in a single crackdown in South Australia, illegal vapes worth $100,000 were confiscated. But despite regulations, a black market for vapes has emerged. The government has recognised this and announced further crackdowns on the illegal sale of black market vapes. They're going to spend millions of dollars to crack down on the illegal sale of vapes. So let's critically analyze what's going on. The government's primary motive behind the crackdown is to reduce teen use of vapes, given the potential health risks associated with vaping. And despite the regulations, there has been a surge in the black market sale of vapes, indicating that demand remains high. Bans and strict regulations often lead to the emergence of black markets, which can be harder to regulate and control. And here lies the problem. There are concerns that the ban introduced by the Albanese Labor government and crackdowns will not stop the influx of vapes into the country. Even the Border Force chief commented that vapes would still flood in despite the ban. And of course, the black market will grow. By introducing stringent regulation, there's a risk of pushing the sale of vapes underground, creating a lucrative black market that is, like I said before, harder to control. And what does the public think of this? Well, public opinion states that some believe that banning substances doesn't necessarily deter people from using them. For instance, over 43% of Australians have tried an illicit drug at least once, suggesting that bans might not be as effective as hoped. And as a very side note before we end this, I don't understand what's going on with this government. We're banning vapes that some research suggests is safer than cigarettes, but we'll still keep cigarettes as a legal product, despite both being very bad for everyone's health. And at the same time, we're encouraging pill testing and decriminalizing the personal use of illicit drugs. Is it just me, or are the wires crossed a little bit on all of this? There is some weird precedent being set and a lot of confusion about, well, what is good and what is bad and what we'll let the black market do and what we won't let them do, all in the name of claiming to be concerned for the health of younger Australians. You can't just do it for one and not all. For me, that's hypocrisy. Hashtag that as rant over.